episode 630, How to Find Joy in Your Marriage.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. I pray you've had an absolutely marvelous week. Can you believe it's already the weekend? It is October 1st. It's official. We are in fall. We have hit October. Are you freaking out? You already have your Halloween candy purchased? Maybe you've already figured out what you're going to wear. Well, we're not going to chat about the sweets and the costumes, but we are going to talk about something important today, and that's marriage. Marriage is vital in our family, in our lifestyle, in survival, and who we are, because I truly believe that God created us as relational beings. And we don't spend enough time on our marriage. We'll spend time on lots of other things, but we won't spend enough time on our marriage. And so today we're chatting about how to find joy in your marriage. So get your cup of coffee. It's girl chat time. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter to help keep your life simpler, to pursue your passion, purpose, and presence. Now, with all that being said, I got to tell you, my mind is kind of running wild. It's been a long week. It's been a long week because I just finished up the 5-day free challenge. And I got to tell you, it really, really, really got me thinking as to how we go about our lives, our daily lives. I mean, how much do we really focus? Where are our minds when we get up in the morning? What happens when we go to sleep? Are we really focusing on what we need to? Are we really only going through the motions? It fascinates me. And so I got to tell you, my mind is a little bit fried, quite honestly. And you know, I'm going to be real and honest with you here. And so if I seem a little dragging or I might pause extra, it's because I'm a little bit drained. Drained not because of all the energy that I had to put forth, because I mean, God gives me tons of energy and I love chatting with you every single day, but I'm drained to the effect of what we do in our lives. We're not really focusing on our priorities, what should be our priorities. And that's when I just kind of want to shake people up and I want to say, you know what really matters to you? And so today we are chatting about marriage, because marriage matters. Your marriage matters. And if you're not married right now, maybe you're in a relationship. Maybe you've come out of a bad marriage. You've gone through a separation or divorce. You still can listen in and learn from this, because you're going to have other relationships on the horizon. And we all can learn. I learn. I write this stuff out. I take notes and I think, oh my gosh, I am so missing this. I need to work on this week. And so I'm not just telling you these things because I think that's the answer to all answers. I'm telling you because I too am working right beside you. You see, I want to find joy in my marriage every single day. It puts a smile on my face when I see the happy anniversary postings on social media. And when, you know, you go out to eat and you can see a couple together and you know that they're having a anniversary, you know, a celebration, just the two of them, you can see how they're looking into each other's eyes. It's a great celebration. And then I pause for a moment and I think about what their story is. What's their backstory? What's gotten them to this point where they are right now? How did they get here? What keeps them smiling? How to find joy in your marriage. Marriage takes a lot of hard work. If you've ever been married, you know it takes a lot of hard work. And a successful marriage, to have one that you really feel is vibrant and is alive and is really worth having and fighting for every single day, it takes work. It's not easy to live with one person day after day, year after year, and not get frustrated, distraught, mad, upset, happy, delighted, safe, and secure. Think of all the emotions and feelings you've experienced with your sweetheart. Think about them. The ups and downs, the roller coaster of life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the storms, the triumphs, all of those awesome things, earth-shattering too, but somehow you're still together. Some have been, I'm sure, out of this world wonderful, and others maybe a little more challenging. Some you would like to forget. How to find joy in your marriage. Joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. And we all desire that happiness. We think about, you know, one thing, a lot of surveys will go out and they'll say, you know, what's one thing you want in your life? I want to be happy. I want to be happy. I want to feel happy. Well, what's happy mean to you? And so I look at the word joy and I think it's this feeling of great pleasure and happiness. It's like this raw, authentic, happy that's really so far deep within you that when you say you have a joy, it's like, oh my gosh, this is like major. This is beyond earth shattering. It's major stuff to really feel joy. Joy is that bubbly feeling that makes you feel giddy all over. It's like that carbonation in your soda or in your water. You know, when you pour it, okay, I used to drink a lot of soda. Remember my root beer floats? Okay. And I loved it, right? Because I make my root beer float and it would form that little ice cream, that little kind of hard, crispy ice right over the top of the hard ice cream. Oh my gosh, it was just awesome. But what was cool to watch was when I would pour the root beer over it and you could see the little, you know, like little sprouts of the carbonation, they would pop up in little bubbles, right? That's what I see as joy within us. It's just overflowing. It puts wind in your sails, that extra kick in your step. You're all sparkly. You shine from the inside out. And then, of course, you're shining from the outside in, right? Because if you're shining from the inside out, you're going to feel sparkly from the outside in. Joy is that magnetic attraction you felt while dating. Go back to your dating times. Think about it. You know, you lock eyes on one another and it's like, boom. Everything else in the world melts away. No one else is around you. You could be in a sea of people and it would only be the two of you. That's what you have. It's that magnetic attraction, that joy. You also felt this during your honeymoon phase. You know, maybe the first, maybe the second year of marriage. But then life happens. I know, got to bust your bubble a little bit. You begin living together, but operating as individuals. You begin to go your own separate ways. You begin to find adult friends. You've moved on from the college friends. You may still keep up with some of them. I moved away from where I graduated from college. And so I still keep track of people via online, but I don't see them face to face, hardly at all anymore. And so my friends have changed. And so you begin to form what? Your own little groups. And sometimes they begin to intertwine and sometimes not. So you begin operating as a couple, yet as an individual. And then what happens? A life-changing event. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. It could be the birth of a child. Maybe it's a health issue, good or bad. You know, maybe your sweetheart has an issue or maybe doesn't even have to deal with the two of you. And it's something family related, a death in the family, a job promotion. How to find joy in marriage. You know, especially if you've been together for a while, 3 years, 7 years, 12 years. And for us, we've been together now 23 years. If we count our dating years, we're almost at 27 years. Of calling ourselves a couple. When I begin to think of that, I'm like, whoa. I begin to freak out. And then I feel very grateful. And then I go back to some memories of going, man, those were the good times. But you see, you don't have to go back to the good times. You can have good times now. How to find joy in your marriage. It breaks my heart when I see couples that are just kind of really getting by. And the kids grow up. And now they're back to just being the two of them. And they don't know what to do. They've grown apart because they haven't taken time to grow together. That magnetic attraction, that joy that brings them together as one. Joy just doesn't happen. You have to search it out. Think about what you did while dating. The love notes. For some of you, if you're younger than me, the sweet text. I had to write little letters and I would stick them in his backpack. I would go and find it wherever he was in school and I would drop a little note in his backpack. And then we ended up, you know, we would be in two different areas. He was in another state during the war and I was in another state back home with the family because my father went off to serve. And we would write long letters. Now, I know that's not what we do nowadays, right? We send emails or text. That's what we do. So think about your text. Maybe fixing him his favorite dinner. Going out to the movie that he wanted to see. You had no interest in it. You could care less about going. But you'd go sit there, snuggle up next to him, and hold his hand. And then experiencing something for the very first time. Maybe it's going out and you buying your brand new car. No, maybe you're not buying it as a couple together, but you're experiencing it for the first time together. What it's like. Maybe it's going ice skating together for the first time and falling every single time, yet you get back up and you lock eyes on each other. Joy just doesn't happen. You have to work at it. You have to create that magnetic attraction. Otherwise, what? It fades. It does. And it's something that we take for granted. And when that begins to fade, what happens? Unfortunately, our eyes begin to wander. We try to find attention somewhere else or in something else. I don't want you to get to that point in your life. If God has blessed you with your sweetheart, then he's worth your effort to work to having an amazing marriage. You can have joy in your marriage. You really can. And this is how you find joy in your marriage. The kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Date your sweetheart every day. Simple enough, isn't it? Go out on a date. No, not really. You can. It's good to have date nights. Even if you can't afford it, you can still make a date night. As soon as those kids go to bed, you have a date night. And you put it on your calendar. And it may mean that you're watching a movie that you rented for a dollar. Or maybe it's one that you just DVR'd and you're sitting there and you're going to watch it. Or maybe, guess what, better yet, you're not even watching anything. And you're just talking. And you're holding hands and you're looking in each other's eyes. That magnetic attraction. Date your sweetheart every day. Now, that doesn't mean you can have a date every single day. Wouldn't that be nice? But come on, we're realistic here. And at Create Your Now, we got to be realistic because we got to sleep. We're all very busy. But you still can take action and date your sweetheart every day. And this is how you do it. Number one, be willing to go the extra mile. Be willing to go the extra mile. Write those love notes. Send him those sweet texts. Maybe have that sexy night, wink, wink. It doesn't have to be every night because then what? It doesn't make it special. But you need to make it happen. Be willing to go the extra mile. Even when you're tired, you go the extra mile. Because isn't your sweetheart worth it? You fell in love for a reason. What was that reason? Think about it. And then go the extra mile for him. Number two, serve with no strings attached. This one, I get a lot of backlash on this one. Serve with no strings attached. It's real easy for us to give of ourselves as long as what? We get something in return. That ROI, return on investment, doesn't work here. It doesn't work in your marriage. There's no guarantee on your ROI. The guarantee comes from Christ himself. That's why you serve with no strings attached. That is the reason why. Because when you do that, oh yeah, it's multiplied over and over and over again. It will come back to you. But you may not know that that's how it's working. So for example, I love giving this example. Maybe your sweetheart needs a massage and you would really like one too. But you know that if you give him a massage, he's going to fall asleep. He's going to get too comfortable and you're not going to get a massage. So what do? Oh, please tell me you're going to give him a massage anyway, because that's what we should do. I know that may be not really what you want to do, but what did I say? Serve with no strings attached. Give. It will come back to you because again, you're serving as Christ serves. That's the point here. You date your sweetheart every day. Be willing to go the extra mile. Serve with no strings attached. And finally, number three, love unconditionally. No judgment. No judgment. Two wrongs do not make a right. Just because he gets mad at you doesn't give you the right to be mad at him. I know it's hard. We're humans. And it takes work. But I'm telling you right now, in my marriage, and you all know I went through a horrible storm. Our marriage basically did end. Everyone had given up hope, but me. He had too, because he wasn't interested, made that very clear. It was beyond rocky. Yet I wasn't willing to give up. And I prayed and I thought, you know what? I only could do what I can control, and that's me. And I made a point to love unconditionally. Serve, no strings attached. And I was always willing to go the extra mile. Always. And here I stand to you today. When we were not a strong marriage at 16 and a half years, and we are stronger than we've ever been at 23 years. How to find joy in a marriage. The magnetic attraction that you so want, that's deeper than just that surface level, oh, you're so cute. I missed you today. Those are fine. Those are awesome. It's time to take your marriage to another level. You need to find that joy. You need to find that magnetic attraction that's like, whoa. It's only the two of you in that room, no matter where you go. Whether you're in the park, whether you're in the middle of a stadium, or whether you're in your own bed. It's just the two of you. You can find this joy and have this joy. It does take work, but I'm telling you right now, it is so worth it. I wouldn't change anything. I have an amazing husband who stands next to me, and I know he would say the same about me. And we both operate with our imperfections. Oh, he has his things. I would love to change some things on him. And I know he would love to change some things on me. But we found a deeper joy. Something that holds us together. That's greater than anything. And we've done so by being willing to go that extra mile, serving with no strings attached, and loving unconditionally. Ultimately, this is how what? This is how Jesus served when he walked on earth. This is how he led his life here on earth. How he treated the sinners that came up to him. How he treated the ones who were deathly ill. How he treated the thieves, the robbers. God sees perfection because he's looking through Jesus Christ. Because he shed his blood for you. You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to be willing to work at it and put forth the effort. You know your marriage is worth it. Take it one step at a time so you can strengthen your marriage and you can grow and you can find that joy deep within. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.